The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
And welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live today on this holiday weekend, and we are here to discuss some good things with you as always. And as you can tell, this is not Dr. Tom Rozelle. This is Dr. Stephanie Pina, licensed naturopath and acupuncturist that works with Dr. Rozelle. And I'm filling in for him on this lovely day, and I believe it's also his birthday today. So I think a shout out to Dr. Rozelle, wherever he might be. And the good thing is that we've got this great vacation time to relax and enjoy and be around friends and family. But we also have that time to start thinking about our healthcare plans for the next half of the year. And what's going to be great is we're going to be talking about a topic that gets addressed often in the office in a couple of different ways. But essentially what we want to do is look at it in a slightly different perspective and not always the negative perspective that it has. And what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about weight management. So weight loss, weight gain, and everything kind of in between. But we're going to look at it from a slightly different perspective, the way we always look at things with the Rozelle Center for Healing, from the Triad Health perspective. What does that mean for those of you who haven't heard it? And those that do know, it's basically looking at any kind of condition or illness from a perspective that you need to have balance between the biological, the structural, and the chemical emotional side of things. And that might be a very different way we think about losing weight, or the way we even feel about weight in ourselves, or how do we prevent some of the diseases and illnesses that basically come along with weight gain or the inability to lose it as well too. So what we're going to talk about today is just a little bit of looking at that from a different perspective. And we're also going to give you a great offer as well too towards the end of the show. But if you have questions and you're out there, I know it's a holiday weekend, you're relaxing, you're enjoying, but we're still here. So you should still be here. We're going to have you call in. You can call the number at the studio, and it's going to be 888-630-9625. Again, that number is 888-630-9625. And so let's talk about this. Let's talk about the idea that when someone is gaining weight and they come in and they see either myself as a practitioner or someone else, you know, there's a lot of stigma behind it. Sometimes people agree that the number one thing they have to do is lose weight, and they just don't know what to go. And unfortunately, there's so much information out there now, different types of diets, from keto to intermittent fasting to just straight protein, low carb, high carb. Well, there's not really a high carb one, but or the eat whatever you see diet. And then you hear testimonials for everybody. This worked for me. This didn't work for me. So you should try this one because it seems to be the hot trend. And what's unfortunate is a lot of times we forget about the individuality behind weight loss and weight gain. And so essentially there's going to be a coming together of thoughts where we have to create an individual plan for everybody and look at why are they gaining weight and what's the other reasons behind it. So that's why the structural, the chemical, and the mental, emotional come into play. And as an acupuncturist, what's interesting is you have to identify all of those issues when I come up with a treatment plan, because we're talking diet and lifestyle and activity level and everything afterwards. But essentially what you're also talking about is where's that challenge? What's the body trying to communicate you by not allowing you to lose weight? So a lot of times what ends up happening is you have that inability to kind of get things started and see the results that we need. So unfortunately, that's what gets us depressed and down. But we have to take individual steps. There was a show, obviously, a little while back. I'm not going to name it on the air, but I call it there's a BL effect, we'll say, where, you know, everybody was losing a bunch of weight really fast. You know, if you didn't lose enough, you got kicked off of their show. And at the end, they brought back all the people that got kicked off. Some of you might know what I'm talking about. And essentially what was interesting is you have to remember that these people that were losing a bunch of weight every weekly episode were doing it because that was the only job that they had to do at the moment. They weren't at home living their normal lives, trying to get errands done, trying to take care of their kids, their job. They were there to work out, and they had someone preparing their food. So a lot of the stress that goes along with weight management basically was all created together. Like it was taken off of them. So when they went home and they had to do things in real life, they didn't necessarily have those tools. And I feel like a lot of patients, when they come in, so much weight and pressure is literally put on them to basically lose weight, be active, go out and be perfect in the world. And it's just not one, it's not normal. There's no perfect. And two, there's no guidance behind them. So the mental, emotional side of there really becomes the support channel. And when that happens, what tends to happen is we kind of get lost in the shuffle of things. And so much basically emphasis is put on, you know, how much the monetary or the measurement of weight tends to be. So when we look at stuff, we have to look at stuff a little bit differently. Weight management can be the same as if we're looking at somebody who has an issue with heart disease, or if they have a thyroid issue. In fact, we have to look to make sure that some of the chemical stuff, the labs tests that they've done with their doctors or that we've done in the office, does it match up? Does it make sense for what they're seeing live in person? Is that the reason why they're not losing weight or gaining weight? Because we have people that come in who are trying to recover from illnesses, have fatigue issues, have the inability to do the exercises that they've been telling, oh, you need to go out and exercise more. But unfortunately, they can't for structural reasons. Sometimes that can be a burden. So you know what we have to do? We have to come up with a new game plan for that moment. So not only does it mean creating individual goals that are very specific for people, but it also means coming up with an idea that you need to see where we are now and make one step count every single day. And basically, if we're taking out foods or trying to eliminate bad foods, what can we put in at the same time that we're taking out? So it's not just about not eating anything and decreasing calories and just trying to burn off energy. So that's why we decided to talk about this today on that wonderful vacation weekend. And, you know, but unfortunately, it's something we have to think about all the time. You know, I talk to patients all the time and I said, I'm not the food police. We have nutritionists in the office who are going to check in just a little bit, who are basically in charge of kind of helping guide people with it, which is a great thing because then you can talk one-on-one with them to really find out what works for you and what are we seeing on the biological, chemical, and mental, emotional side. And they can really be those support system because if you look at things nowadays, the apps or the online programs or even the programs that have been around for a while, what do they tend to have? They have the dietary changes. They have the lifestyle changes to make sure that there is some exercise, even if you're just walking half an hour a day, even if you're doing something like a Tai Chi or yoga, you know, sitting in a chair to just move and get blood flow kind of going because the body needs to know it needs to be useful in order to kind of give you that energy to become active again. And a lot of times what we see is they give you that support system, whether it's in a group environment where you're going in and you're checking in and saying, this is how much I lost or this is how much I feel, or they're looking at the psychological support system behind it. And that part kind of gets left behind. So that's where I really like to kind of put in acupuncture a lot of the times to make sure that you feel grounded in the life that you're having, that you're feeling that you're being productive where and when you are at that moment, instead of looking months and months ahead of you and kind of going, oh my God, I'm never going to get there. Because we all do that, no matter what it is. And at the same time, we also have to sit there and remember that, you know, each of us have individual goals and needs that we have to do just to survive and live through the rest of our life. And that can include basically thinking about how does one's job or what they do on a daily basis affect the types of foods they bring in, the types of lifestyle, and how does that have had an effect on weight management? So sometimes we just have to go, well, this is just what I do. This is nothing else I can do. And that's going to be it. But, you know, I talk to my teachers a lot. So thank God they're all on break right now, hopefully, unless those ones that are had to stick in there and teach summer school. But, you know, when they go on break, it's a whole different environment for them. They have their time to themselves. They can plan what they want to do. They can rest when they need to rest. When they're back into school, what happens is they get a very short amount of period in time to either eat or run to the bathroom because they're going from class to class to class, and they have a whole different stressor system. So when they come back from the summer, we have to sit down and talk with them about, okay, this is what we need to do to plan for the stressful day that's ahead for you. Now, there's no reason that couldn't be done with every single person in itself, but how many times has someone asked you, you know, what does your job entail? What is your daily life like? How does that stress you out? How do you hold your stressors? And if someone is holding their stress by either eating or not eating, usually skipping breakfast because they're trying to get to work and maybe they're grabbing something on the bike, or they're eating, sitting down at the job and not getting a chance to maybe go out and walk. That's going to play a big difference in the long run, especially if you've done that day after day, month after month as well, too. So little changes can make a big difference. You know, they used to say you need to get an hour a day of some kind of exercise. And most people were like, I don't have an hour to do this. Well, if you think about it, that hour can be broken up into a lot of different components. And so maybe it is that 5-minute walk to the water cooler and back, or out to the car and around just to kind of get up and move some circulation. Thinking outside the box is sometimes where we need the most help. And that goes for everybody, including us doctors in the office as well, too. We're seeing patients back to back to back. But at the same time, we have to make sure we're making time for water breaks. We're making time to get lunch. We're getting time when the weather is nice to get outside and just breathe some fresh air and see some natural light as well, too. So there's usually a job stressor that's going to get in everybody's way when it comes to weight management. So addressing those different issues is always a good start. So having a list of saying, this is what my job does to me. This is what my daily life does to me. Or if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're running around trying to get the kids to soccer camp and field hockey camp and swim camp and every camp that's in between, okay, everything's about everyone else, and that's great, but it's also taking a stress on you. We had a patient who came in who was an Uber driver. So their job is just to go from one place pick up to the next place. And so they barely had time to stop. So what became the quick fix is the foods and stuff that they need to grab along the way. So you got to really take that into consideration. So this particular program may be something that you've heard before, and it's going to be great because it's going to lead into everything. But essentially what we're trying to do is make sure that you understand that you can take very small steps in slightly different fashion in order to create any kind of healthcare goals that you can put to. And as Dr. Zell would always say, that means, you know, making a very specific step. It's not, I want to lose weight. It's, I want to lose 30 pounds by October. And what am I going to do about that? Well, I'm going to make a plan to walk 30 minutes, and then next month I'm going to walk a half an hour. And sometimes that's a great thing to keep in mind, but those plans also need to be reevaluated, because if life gets in the way and we can't do that, doesn't mean that you can't basically get in there and make some changes. But what you can do is you can try to get in there and make the modifications that you need. If you have struggles with getting up and being mobile because of pain and stuff, talk to somebody about the pain issues and where do we start from there. So hopefully weight management, instead of just losing weight, is not this battle that no one feels like they can win all the time, that there is no way to kind of get moving forward. And then being realistic, obviously, about your goals as well, too. So working with someone who really knows what they're doing, whether they're struggling themselves, is something that you can always kind of have that conversation with, to make sure that they know that you have particular needs and stuff that needs to be addressed as well, too. And when we look at things from that structural, chemical, mental, emotional, it really does create an individualized plan for everybody. So weight management doesn't have to be this negative type of connotation that we have with, you know, I'm not going to be healthy unless I lose this weight. I can't be healthy because I can't get started because I have this weight gain. Or I don't know what's wrong. Why am I gaining weight? I don't know. We need to investigate a little bit more to see if perhaps there's something with some of your labs or hormonal issue. So when we come back in just a little bit, we are going to be coming in and bring on one of our nutritionists, Mary Jane, and she's going to also give her perspective on what's kind of going on with this particular weight management, weight gain, weight loss over this holiday weekend. And then we're basically going to also take any questions that you might have. So if you want to, give us a call, 888-630-9625. And that number again, 888-630-9625. We'll be back in just a moment. And welcome back to Dr. Thomas All Live. We are live in studio, I guess you could say. And it is this holiday weekend still. Hopefully you are enjoying yourself. And as I mentioned earlier, we are talking about something we have to talk about every single day, no matter it's a holiday or not. So why not talk about it today? And I'm going to be joined now with a guest from the office as well, Mary Jane. I'm going to let her introduce herself in just a second. She's one of the nutritionists at the office, and it is actually a precursor because you're going to hear from her this week and next week, and she's going to be the lecturer the following week. So Mary Jane, go ahead and introduce yourself and give us a little background on you so that everybody can remember who you are, because it's your first time back on for a little while.
Thanks, Stephanie, for the wonderful introduction. Yes, I think this is my first time that I'm on the radio show since the pandemic. And it's really kind of funny because, you know, our life now is pre, during, and post. My name is Mary Jane Benbenek, and I've been at the Rozelle Center for Healing in the nutritional department since the end of 2015. It's amazing, you know, how time flies. I have a master's in nutrition and integrative health. I'm also licensed by the state of Maryland through the Certification Board of Clinical Nutritionist. So, you know, that's my background. And being a nutritionist, I'm really focused on food. You know, it's always food, food, food. It always comes back to food. You know, what are the choices, you know, that we are making on a regular day basis, either what to eat or what to avoid?
Okay. And what's interesting too, since you bring up clinical nutritionists, I want to clarify for everybody too, because we get this a lot. What's the difference between a clinical nutritionist and a registered dietitian? And I'll say the dietary advice that we get at a primary care office, the DASH diet, or, you know, because there is a difference. And I think it does play a lot into what we bring into the center too, because you, as we were talking earlier about the biological, the chemical, the structural, the mental, emotional. This is where clinical nutrition really shines, because it's pulling it together from your aspect as well.
Right. So, you know, basically, you know, as a clinical nutritionist, you know, the way that, you know, I look at my profession is that rather than treating people with drugs or surgery, you know, I am treating them with a therapeutic diet, you know, personalized for them based on what their goals are, you know, either for recovery or, you know, maybe weight gain or weight loss, or using nutraceuticals, you know, as a vehicle to get them to their goal quicker. And I guess regarding, you know, RDs and, you know, myself as a CNS, there are RDs that practice similar to that, what I would do, you know, with seeing patients one-on-one. But I would say, in the broad picture, a lot of RDs more or less would work in a hospital setting. You know, their training, is different than what mine is. And they usually just have, well, not just, but they have a bachelor's degree. Whereas, you know, I have a master's degree.
So when we say RGs, that's the registered dietitians, the ones that
exactly
kind of the next step up from primary care, when they're like, go talk to this person about your, you know, blood sugar issues or diabetes, like they'll give you something to talk to about.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're just taking it to the next level basically, and then kind of going, because you guys review labs a lot of times, like they don't normally, those other people don't do it, but you might look at their lab work, their hormone levels, and that has a lot to play with this weight management topic too, is kind of trying to identify the sources of why someone may or may not be losing or gaining weight at the same time.
Right. Because also too, you know, with labs, when I look at labs, you know, functionally, I'm looking at, you know, the different body systems. And sometimes too, nutrition deficiencies can have a role in that. So, you know, how do we fix that by recommending some additional foods, additional food groups, additional food colors, or once again, the supplementation?
So really, when we look at it, it's what do we add in and take out at the same time? But then going back to our weight kind of management topic, you know, how prevalent is this? How many people would you say are coming into the office and weight management is their primary goal versus it's a secondary goal because they have some other health concern? In our office, obviously, we have a lot of structural issues in because we have a lot of chiropractors. But when you see them or they get referred to you, what do you see, like what the prevalence and what are people's thoughts on that?
I would say maybe 20% of the patients that I see are coming in specifically for weight loss only. And I would say the 80%, they're coming in for pain relief, or they have, you know, other chronic diseases they need help with management. But for that group of people, you know, they're inflamed. And one of the reasons why they are inflamed is because of their weight. So, they may not think that, you know, weight is their primary goal, weight loss, but it is playing a role in their, recovery and their pain patterns.
Okay. And I know in the second half of the show, we're going to dive into some of the lists of some of how that affects people as well, too, the things that they may be thinking of or not thinking of. And essentially, we're going to dive deeper into how we address it here at the Result Center for Healing. And basically, like I said, this leads it. You're going to become a radio show expert here after two straight weeks in a lecture and leading a lot. And so we're going to talk about the lecture and also a great offer for you guys in just a little bit. But Mary Jane is going to be the radio show expert after this as well, too. So when we come back after this break, we're talking about weight management on this holiday weekend. We hope you stay with us, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
And welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live, and this is Dr. Stephanie Pina, and we have Mary Jane Benbenek with us, and she's the clinical nutritionist and your next 2 weeks radio guest, I guess you could say. I don't think you're hosting yet. It's coming. you're going to be the guest and leading up to the lecture that is a couple weeks away as well, too. We'll have more information on that later. A brand new program that's kind of launching and really looking at the gut health connection, and which includes today's topic of weight management, weight gain, weight loss, and going from there. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. Our number again is 888-630-9625. Again, that number is 888-630-9625. And because you're listening today too, we do have a good little offer to give to you that involves both myself and Mary Jane as well too. And unfortunately, it's going to be just like the Father's Day gift. You got to run and catch on it to right away. But we gave you an extra day because of the 4th of July. And that's if there's something that, you know, you listen to this radio show and you go, you know, that sounds like me. I need more details. I wish I could get some more information on how to work with weight management from that biological, structural, and mental, chemical, emotional standpoint. You know, what we can do is we're going to give you an offer that if you call in the office before the end of day of Tuesday, so that's July the 5th, basically you can either sit down with one of us for $79, which is a huge savings considering it's $275 usually, to discuss your particular plans, or you can sit down with both of us for $119. But you got to call before the end of Tuesday, the July 5th, Tuesday. So just call the office at 703-698-7117. Again, that number is 703-698-7117, and tell them that you want to either sign up from the radio discount with either Mary Jane or myself or both of us, and we'll get you on the books and really kind of delve deeper into this whole weight management goal and how we look at it from a different perspective than you've probably ever looked at it before, making it much more a positive way to kind of look at making changes in your life and health style. Mary Jane, let's talk about some of the list. The list of factors that usually is involved with weight gain and fluctuations and why we gain weight and not gain weight. Some of them I would think that most people are familiar with, and they're probably going to nod their head going, yep, that's me, that's me, that's me. Other ones may not be as obvious and also can be very tricky because we may not have great markers to measure it and stuff as well too. So do you want to explain what this list is and a couple of the things on there, and then I'll fill in afterwards?
Thank you, Stephanie. Yeah, it's kind of amazing how this list keeps on getting longer and longer and longer. I call it my variables to weight loss. And probably right now there is, I don't know, 20, you know, maybe 25, you know, different items. And, you know, for some patients, you know, they may need to focus on, you know, two aspects. Some people, they may have five, you know, other people may have 12. So it's really complex, and I really do enjoy working with weight loss. You know, some of my peers don't, but I like it because it is complex, and you have to do a lot of digging to find out, you know, what is the root cause, or, you know, what is really the challenge or the challenges that the patient that I'm working with is dealing with. And I think what everybody, you know, needs to take away from all of this, it's not calories in or calories out. You know, it's never that simple. It's never that simple.
Yeah, we really keep going back to the whole individualization and kind of going, how do you even feel about this plan? Because a lot of patients say, great, thank you for my list of foods I can no longer eat, but can I even do it? Can I get there? I need that support system.
And the other thing too is, you know, there's not that many people that are willing to just basically make a drastic change in their diet from what they're going to eat today as to what they're going to eat tomorrow. So, you know, we kind of, you know, work through it, you know, gradually, you know, and we compromise, you know, we negotiate, you know, what do you think you can do realistically? And then we kind of, you know, expand from there, you know, as the weeks, you know, develop and we get to, you know each other. And I get to know more about their life and their lifestyle.
Let me read some of the things off of the list.
Okay. All right.
People are like, what's on the list? I don't know. Let's start with something like blood sugar balancing, insulin dysfunction, I'll say. Nutrition deficiencies. So not having the proper nutrients in your diet can create weight issues, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Looking at thyroid, obviously a lot of people kind of come in and they're thinking more about the weight gain versus the weight loss on that, but they're also kind of looking at, I'm addressing the hair coming out and the fatigue issues and my coldness as well too. So we're all seeing signs that the metabolism of the body is not functioning also as the way it should be. But then there's also that thyroid adrenal connection that we know about that we always have to look, how is stressor kind of playing a part of it? Let's see, sleep. A big issue. How does sleep affect weight loss?
Well, and I've had so many wow moments over the past year, you know, during the pandemic, you know, but you think of like sleep issues being with, you know, older people or, you know, let's say postmenopausal women, but I'm also seeing it a lot in, you know, young adults, you know, people when they're, you know, people in their teens or, you know, people in their 20s. So it's like, you know, what are we doing to ourselves? You know, is it stress? You know, is it lifestyle? But we really need sleep. Sleep is where we rest and we restore and we repair. And it's really critical for us to be lights out, eyes closed, and sleep by 11 o'clock, because the magical window is between 11 and 1. And a lot of people are like just missing that based on their lifestyle choices.
Mm-hmm. And so with some of that too, just a couple of other things on that list too, food sensitivities, gut and microbiome, the little buggers inside the digestive path.
And I'll give you a hint. That's going to be a lot of what we talk about next week.
And the lecture as well, too, the following Wednesday, correct?
Yes. So if you're interested in the microbiome, you know, please, you know, join me next Sunday as well as the following Wednesday for the in-house lecture.
Or they'll be joining you earlier because they'll take advantage of the great offer that we just had for $79 for the one of us or basically the $119 for the two of us. So you can already get ahead of the game, get your spot reserved ahead of the game before you get crowded and, you know, start kind of wondering what the heck do I do now? Where do I start with? And then you'll get all the answers at the lecture. So, but what I think is amazing too is when we think about this, and like I said, I want to throw the mental emotional side in it because there is a lot of negativity and thinking I'm overweight, I need to lose weight. It's attached to all these other health conditions if I don't lose weight. And you see some of the celebrities now that have gone through kind of dramatic weight loss changes. And one of the key things I always say is they're working with people. They're not just doing it on their own. They are using professional help to basically help them, whether it's the trainers or the nutritionists but they are working with somebody who is supporting them. And so they're another piece of the puzzle. So they don't have to feel like they're alone. So when you see some of the newer apps out there, it's starting to look at that psychological aspect. And in Chinese medicine, the digestive tract, which is the spleen, you know, there's emotions attached to the digestive tract and it's rumination of thoughts, rumination of food. It goes hand in hand. And what's crazy about that is that we keep thinking things over and over and over, and those stressors that we kind of bring to bed with us so we can't sleep, those stressors that we think about throughout the day and then we don't feed ourselves the proper things, they keep adding on there. So it actually makes our digestive tract weaker and weaker as well too. So we have to think about the mental side of it too. How much, Mary Jane, do you feel when people come in that they, you know, are feeling that frustration saying, you know what, I've done all these other things before to lose weight. I've worked with people before. You know, what are you going to do that's different? And then all of a sudden you surprise them by saying, you know, the magical pill is not one pill, but then it's something different that they've never heard before, because the frustration is the stress and the emotions attached to weight loss are just right there in front of you.
Well, I think with each person, it's different, because, you know, no two people are the same. You know, everybody has, you know, different stresses, and everybody has like different likes and dislikes, you know, regarding their food. So I have to, you know, work with each individual to determine, you know, where do we go from there? So it's very, very individualized. But also too, it's, you know, I consider myself a professional. I mean, I am a professional, you know, I have a graduate degree, you know, and I'm licensed, and I work at the Roselle Center for Healing. I mean, you don't get that much professional than that. So, it's probably something that they have never experienced before. You know, it's not a kit that you buy, you know, something off the internet, or it's not a multi-level marketing product that you're buying because a friend's selling. It's basically, research-based, it's evidence-based. And it will work, you know, they will have success, you know, once they're ready to make the changes, you know, that needs to be done.
So when we think about weight management, it's not necessarily always about the pounds and the weight that comes off. It can also be other ways of kind of measuring it as well too. And the great thing that one of the things that you're going to talk more about too, in the next couple of coming weeks, is we have a new way to measure things at the office. It's very exciting. It's sitting in Mary Jane's office, so she's the only one that gets to play with it right now. I'm very jealous. tell us about the new body comp and how that really kind of helps give patients a different perspective on where their weight status is and how we can track and monitor their goals to show them that things are actually happening, especially if they're feeling like, this isn't working, I'm not going anywhere, I don't see the changes because the pounds are not coming off. Tell us a little bit more about the new body comp.
Yeah, I am, you know, very, very excited about this new scale, you know, that we have. But it's more than a scale. I mean, obviously it will tell me, you know, how much you weigh, but it also will display your body composition. You know, how much of you is lean body mass, which would be, you know, your organs, your muscles, your skeletal system. But also too, it'll tell us, you know, how much of you is fat. And basically, if you're going to do weight loss, that's really what you want to lose is the fat. And also too, this will tell you, like, where is your fat distributed throughout the body? Because you don't want the fat to be metabolically active. You know, that's the first fat that you want to, you know, dissolve and eliminate, you know, through your dietary, you know, program. But also, too, what I love about this is that it will also give you information on, like, your legs and your arms, so that if you are working with a trainer or you're doing any type of an exercise program, you know, you want to make sure that you're symmetrical, that your left and the rights are pretty similar. So it'll measure that. But the other thing too that I'm, you know, working with, you know, with people is like, you know, just don't say, hey, I want to lose 50 pounds. You know, I want to lose 25 pounds. I want to lose 60 pounds. Let's just revisit it and say, you know, I want to be at, let's say, you know, 23% body fat. You know, I want to be at 19% body fat. I want to be at 35% body fat, which is going to be, you know, a lower number than what they're currently at. And, you know, let's work in that direction and get away from the weight, the scale number.
And how often do you think is reasonable for someone to kind of reassess their goals, whether they're working with somebody or by themselves, to kind of say, no, I am going in that right direction. I can't just like wait till I get to the big numbers. But are they doing that on a weekly basis? Are they doing that biweekly? Like, how often do you, and of course that might be, you know, very individualized for the person as well too, but how often do you see somebody and say, okay, let's assess your goals and make any changes that need to be happening?
Well, I guess, you know, in the past, I always focused on, let's say if you lost 15 pounds, you know, then we would reevaluate your body composition. Or if you see a drastic change in the way your clothes are fitting, hey, let's get back and, you know, reevaluate, you know, what your body composition is. But the other thing too, if a patient is not afraid of like knowing what their weight is, you know, on a regular basis, I really advise them to weigh themselves every single morning upon waking up and upon urinating. And, you know, most people, like if your weight's stable or you're happy with your weight, I mean, you should be pretty much the same like every single day. But let's just say if you're usually at, I'll use myself as an example, you know, at 125, you know, 126. But then let's say tomorrow I weigh myself and I'm at like 129 and I'm like, something's not right here. I didn't gain 4 pounds. I didn't gain 5 pounds overnight. I ate something the day before or 48 hours before that inflamed me. So it's really a nice tool for the patient to base or myself, because it has happened to myself where I would, you know, look back and try to reevaluate as to what did I eat that caused that elevation in weight.
And some of those issues that we might be looking at for those changes are the things are also on the other side of the list, like medication changes and hormones and hydration as well too, like you said, food sensitivities that, you know, are the things that most people wouldn't commonly think of, you know, oh, I might have had a reaction before, but now for some reason I'm having that reaction. So we're going to take a quick break in just a moment, but we are basically here on this lovely vacation weekend. This hopefully you're having a little bit of relaxation time too, but we're talking about weight management, something we talk about at the office on a frequent basis, trying to put the positive spin along with the realistic spin on it. And I am with Mary Jane Bemernick, who is our clinical nutritionist at the Roselle Center for Healing. And this is Dr. Stephanie Pina, licensed acupuncturist and naturopath. We'll be back in just a moment, and I can't believe the show's almost over, but we'll be back in just 2 seconds.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
And welcome back to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. We are live in studio, and we are talking about weight management, weight gain, weight loss, how you kind of look at the two of them together, and making sure you're putting a positive spin on the goals and stuff that is for your individual lifestyle that's specific for you and not trying to get something that's out of a box or off the shelf or has got testimonials that don't have a proven background to it. So the things that work for you. And how do we do that? We do that like every other thing we do at the Roselle Center for Healing. We have to look at things from a biological, from a structural, and from a chemical, emotional standpoint. And so with Mary Jane, she's going to touch on one more topic before we start to kind of talk about her next upcoming lecture, which is going to be on July the 13th. And again, if you guys want to take advantage of this great special that we're doing for 4th of July, call in the office before the end of July 5th. That's on Tuesday. So you have a couple of days. And just tell them to give you a call back and they can give you more details on coming in to either meet myself or Mary Jane individually for $79 versus the normal $275. And sitting down and either talking about this or anything else from an acupuncture, mental, emotional aspect and kind of getting yourself grounded, or from where do I start on the nutrition side with Mary Jane. Or you can see the two of us for $119. So it's a great deal. Hopefully you'll take advantage of it. Mary Jane, you've got a topic that you're going to talk about for the next couple of minutes. And it's a heavy one, but it does mean a lot of trying to look at things from a different perspective of why we may not be losing the weight that we want and what might be putting it back on. So I'm going to let you go with this, and then we'll wrap up at the end and kind of talk a little bit about the next coming weeks. So I'm handing it over to you.
Thank you, Dr. Pina. And Dr. Pina, she did not get through the list of variables to weight loss.
No, yes.
And one of the items that I did briefly want to mention today was obesogens. And basically, obesogens, really simple, are forever chemicals. You know, these are things that we bring into our body either through our breath or through the toxins that are in the foods that we eat. And lately, you know, I have a new, you know, pet peeve that I am working on re-educating a lot of my patients with is bottled water. is it doesn't it matter if it's BPA free or whatever plastic, you know, your water bottle is, but those chemicals that are in that container are leaching into the water. And once you drink that water, those chemicals come as a part of you. And your body really needs to go through a very extensive detoxification, biotransformation process to remove them. So, I mean, you're better off just not ingesting those particles. And there's even been a lot of studies that have come out recently. And, you know, if anybody likes, I'd be happy to share the papers with them, that we have these plastic particles, you know, they're in our blood. And to me, that does not sound, you know, very, very, you know, appetizing at all. So please, you know, this is just like a little just tip, is just stop the bottled water. If you have questions regarding the water that you're drinking in your home or office, you know, filter it or buy bottled water that's, you know, in a glass container.
Now, how many, it's kind of interesting on the market now, and I would say as far as availability with that too, how often do you see, are there more companies putting out bottled water in glass containers than previously? Because obviously you go to the stores, that's going to be the main thing you see.
No. I mean, I would say, you know, most of the population, they're not buying the bottled water that's in the glass containers. You know, they're buying the water from Kirkland. They're buying the big cases, you know, the 24 bottles, the 12 bottles per case. And the quality of the plastic, you know, some of it is very noisy, you know, and crunchy, and some of the other bottles may be a little bit, you know, firmer, but that's just, an indication of, hey, you know, there's plastics, and those plastics are getting into the water and they're getting into you, and they are, endocrine disruptors. I mean, that's what an obesogen is. So they're playing around with our hormonal system.
So the hormones in there, which cause more inflammation, which can create more, literally water weight.
Yes.
On there, for lack of better ideas, is, you know, there's causing more inflammation of stuff that your body's just trying to process and it just can't get it out. So just another reason why we might be kind of holding or gaining on to weight as well too. And finally, Mary Jane, we got just a little bit to wrap up with. Like, give us a preview for the next week, because you have your lecture on nutrition on the 13th of July, which you can also sign up for if you call into the office ahead of time and make sure you reserve your spot. But essentially, what are you going to be talking about next week? Because you talked about weight management this week. Where do we go from here?
Well, I guess my formal title of my presentation for next week is Why Am I Sick All the Time? And so basically, you know, where I'm taking that topic, I reduced it to focus on the microbiome, primarily the different species we have, you know, within our gut, as well as, you know, how do we nurture those bacteria within us to promote our health, as opposed to distracting from our health and well-being goals that we have. And once again, you know, I'm a clinical nutritionist, and, you know, I start with food. So it's, you know, what do you need to bring into your diet? And most likely next week, we're going to talk a lot about color. We're going to talk a lot about, you know, different food groups, because, you know, we want to feed those, the microbiome.
Okay. So definitely a good thing to listen to for next week as Mary Jane kind of continues. And then you can sign up for that lecture on July 13th ahead of time as well, too. Reserve your spot. You can give us a call when you're signing up to meet the two of us ahead of time. Or you can call and say you want to sign up for that lecture. Call the number at the office is 703-698-7117. Thank you for listening on this holiday weekend. We hope you enjoy the rest of it.